the medications, the dementia medications. I'd like to share a story with you all real quickly. I was recently talking with a care partner and had a concern about the medications. And when you look at the data and the trial information and all that on a broad scale, you're going to find very mixed results, right? I'll tell you this. If I sat down 10 care partners and asked them what their experience with these dementia medications or how they feel about them, you're going to get different answers across the board.
Yes.
And that's very hard for us who sometimes need that yes or no answer, mm-hmm. have a lot of many concerns from side effects to benefits to cost. And so we get this a lot, guys, and this is what we're here for. What do you think? What do you know? Is it worth it? And, you know, what I did recently with this situation is I reached out to that high level of experts from the pharmacists to geriatric providers, the experts in West Virginia on this disease who know more than me. And kind of asked them this question. And I just wanted to summarize a couple of those thoughts from these experts on this issue. And the first one I'm going to start with is actually one of our former executive directors who was here for 13 years. And she actually had to retire because she was caring for her mom. She's a certified dementia care practitioner and an expert on this disease. And so I'd like to share her thoughts and comments on this issue. I knew the data. It's been around a while. I knew the limited possibilities, yet could not tolerate, yet my own mother's situation was that her doctor, whom I trusted implicitly, felt like it was worth a shot. So he gave it a try. But mother could not tolerate the GI issues with Aricept. The Exelon patch gave her a nasty rash, and ultimately, she seemed to tolerate both Razadine and Namenda quite well for a long time. Her cognitive decline was slow. That was a good thing mostly. Again, nothing is easy about dementia. Even the progression seems slow sometimes. On some days, that could seem like a curse. Was it the medication? Maybe. But how can I know? In my years at the Alzheimer's Association, I knew many individuals who truly seemed to experience a stabilization and slowing of progression with Namenda for a certain amount of time. Key words, for a certain amount of time. Is that time worth it? Many think so. I just wanted to share that thought from another care partner and expert in this world. Let me share another thought on this topic that we received from another expert geriatric provider in the world of Alzheimer's and dementia. In general, I try to have the trial and error conversation with patients and families. And if they insist on a recommendation, I usually say, let's try it. Side effects are usually not hard to identify as such, and very, very rarely medically significant. I have not yet seen a side effect that was irreversible. I have also not read or seen anything in the literature that says you can't stop offering the drug and move on. So once again, I think you all are catching my theme here. Different opinions, it's not going to be black and white. But let me give you one more piece from another provider that's an expert on this disease. I do see some patients respond well, some don't. Trial and error is exactly right. If we see some patients respond to the treatment, we have to consider the option for all patients. I have seen sometimes cognitive benefits when we combine Aricept and Namenda. Lastly, I will add that perception is reality. If my patient thinks it works, then it works. In this disease, that is hopeful at least. And this provider added, I'm eager to see what happens with BAN 2401. BAN 2401 is actually one of those drugs in the pipeline that has shown some possible benefits for Alzheimer's. So you can see, guys, even the experts, it's individualized a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Sometimes It's the perception of the person. But that's what I want you to do as care partners. Find the experts and get the information from those people that understand and know that world maybe better than us sometimes.
Right.
So that, Lisa, look, out of time. Gosh, time just flies, guys.
Already.
I think this was an excellent, excellent show. I hope you all enjoyed it. And you know, today I am stuck on that word. Let's say it all together. Legacy. So what better way to finish and end this broadcast today with two quotes, because we could not drill it down to one. Let me share one of my favorite quotes. If you're going to live, leave a legacy. Make a mark on the world that can't be erased. That was from Maya Angelou.
So I have one from Dolly Parton today. So her quote is, if your actions create a legacy that inspires others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, then you are an excellent leader.
Well, I could not find two better quotes.
Those are pretty good.
I think so. And who doesn't love Dolly Parton and Maya Angelou? Two great, strong women.
Right.
So once again, I hope you all enjoyed today. I hope you all learned something. You all, please never feel like you're alone. There's care partners out there that care, that can help. Anytime you need us, you know how to reach us. And on behalf of Bristol Broadcasting, everyone at REMT Media, thank you all so much for listening. And again, and we hope to talk to you all soon. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
Bye, guys.